This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I appreciate you finding us and making us part of your weekly routine. Off to Las Vegas in the morning. Can't wait. And I know there's a Phillies doubleheader I can wager on legally tomorrow. That's one of the things I'm looking forward to. Mike Exesa covers the world of Major League Baseball for us at CBS Sports, and he joins us now on the show. Mike, I hate playing the hypothetical game with guests, but I'm going to violate a rule and play it with you right now if you are willing.
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. When I look at the Braves and the Phillies, two of the most talented young organizations in Major League Baseball, prospects having success with young rosters, why should either one of them go and make a move this year? A bold move, giving up a bunch of prospects to go swing for the fences this year when it looks like there's some really dominant teams out there and that these two teams are set up for a long-term future run?
You know, I think both teams, they have enough talent and enough talent in the farm system, enough pieces on their major league roster where they could go out and make a big move and not compromise their future. You know, they don't have to trade. They're empty out their farm system to go get whoever, the Phillies, if they want to go get Manny Machado. They don't have to unload their farm system to do that. They still have enough pieces to do that and be competitive. And success can be fleeting in this game. You know, we've seen a lot of teams that have, you know, I look back at the Pirates, for example, a few years ago. They finally got to the postseason, and everybody thought that was going to be the start of something big, and it never really happened. And I feel like if you have a chance to get to the postseason, which these two teams obviously do, get there, you have a chance to win the World Series. I feel like you owe it to yourself, to your fan base, to do all you can to put yourself in position to win. I'm not saying you should go and trade every single prospect for a big name, but if there's an obvious need, if you're the Phillies and Manny Machado represents a huge upgrade at shortstop for you, why wouldn't you do that? You know, it's the move that makes sense to me because it would help their chances to win the division, win the World Series, without really kind of sacrificing their future. Both teams just have so much talent that they could make moves and still be in great position going forward.
Do you believe there are places that Manny Machado could end up where he will go there and the advantage of trading for him now actually helps you to sign him in the offseason?
I'm not sure because I think Machado is a very special case. He's going to be, with Harper having such kind of a mediocre season, you know, mediocre by his standards, I think Machado is going to be the top free agent. He's going to go out and get monster offers that, you know, I don't see him not going to free agency at this point. I don't see him taking himself off the market by signing an extension. Maybe it gives you an advantage because he spent some time in your organization. Ultimately, I think it's going to come down to whoever offers the most money, whoever maybe he feels most comfortable with. Maybe if he goes to the Phillies, maybe he feels a little bit more comfortable there. But I still think at the end of the day, you're going to have to win a bidding war. I think it's going to be about the money more than, oh, I was comfortable here for 2 months or whatever it was.
When I see the Red Sox and the Yankees battling it out in the American League East, first of all, I'm not surprised. But will either one of those teams roll the dice on some bold move, or do they both think, hey, we have a good enough club, except for a little tinkering maybe here or there, to go and win a World Series as currently constituted?
I think it's highly probable that the Yankees are going to go out and get another starting pitcher. It's an obvious need for them. Jordan Montgomery's injured for the season. Sonny Gray has been terrible. You don't really know how CeCe Sabathia and Masahiro Tanaka are going to hold them physically. So they need another starter. I think the Yankees are more likely to do something big than the Red Sox. I still think that these two teams, they're both going to win over 100 games, and it's going to go neck and neck. They finished the season with 3 games at Fenway Park, and every time I look at the schedule, I'm like, you know, that's it. That's the series that's going to decide the division right there. So I think the Yankees are going to get the starting pitcher they need. The division race will go right down to the wire. One of these teams is going to win 100 games, have to play in a wild card spot,
amazing
game. And, you know, that's just going to be the way it is with the system. But, yeah, I think the Yankees are much more likely to go out and do something big, and it'll probably be a starter.
Does it hurt Cleveland that they're 10.5 games up and they are right now clearly the fourth-best team in the American League? Maybe I mean, you know, they could arguably even be the fifth.
Yeah, I think they, you know, I think they're fifth right now, wherever in the standings. But I don't think it hurts them at all. Indians have been, they've been a World Series contender the last two seasons, and I know they got knocked out in the ALDS last year, but they had the best record in the league. It's a team that's been through this before. I don't think there's going to be any complacency here. I think there's going to be more urgency than anything because the window is kind of closing for them. You know, some guys are becoming free agents this year, and then, you know, they're Francisco Lindor and Jose Ramirez are going to start to get expensive. So there's some urgency there to win now. I don't think being 10 games up already and having kind of a cakewalk the rest of the season, I don't think that's going to hurt them at all. And I think once you get into the postseason with their rotation with Kluber, Trevor Bauer, who's been incredible, and Carrasco, I think they're really dangerous. They do need some bullpen help, but yeah, I'm not too worried about the Indians. They have probably the easiest of all the AL contenders this season. They have the easiest path the rest of the season because there's nobody who's going to threaten them in that division.
Is there a thought process on what Arizona would maybe need to do, or do they need to do anything to be able to hold off the Dodgers? Because it does appear like the Dodgers are on a charge.
Yeah, I think the Diamondbacks do need to do something. And, you know, I've been saying for a couple of weeks now that they're the perfect fit for Machado. If they could cobble together the pieces to make a run, it makes a lot of sense for them because he would be a big upgrade for them at shortstop. He would be basically what they got in J.D. Martinez last year. I mean, Martinez hit like 30 home runs in 70 games. I don't think you could expect Machado to do that. But he could be a real impact piece for them. It's kind of player who could change the balance of power in a division race. And the Diamondbacks, their window, there's a finite – the window is finite here. You know, Goldschmidt's going to be a free agent next year. Pollock's a free agent this year. Corbin's a free agent this year. They have to win now before these guys get expensive and start to leave. They could cobble together the pieces. Go get Machado. Do what you can to hold off the Dodgers because I feel like right now the Dodgers are, as good as they've been the last few weeks, they're more vulnerable right now than they have been at any point in the last 4, 5, 6 years.
I got to tell you, Mike, the guys who work on my show here have no, they show me no respect. They showed me no respect. They were mocking me earlier when I apologized for the fact that I had mocked Tim Tebow going to chase down his baseball dream, and now he's a double-A all-star. So you break the tie here. Do you take anything out of Tim Tebow being a double-A all-star?
No, not at all. The minor league all-star games.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Really appreciate
it. The minor league all-star games are all about putting on a show and getting attention and Tebow, he's been in the league the entire season. Remember last year they promoted him at the midway point, and guys who get promoted usually aren't all-stars. But this year he's been in double-A the entire season. They want to get some eyes on the all-star game, make some headlines. Tebow's not having a bad year by any means, but he's not, you know, he's not one of the six best outfielders or however many outfielders they picked. He's not one of the six best outfielders in the league. But they took him anyway because he's going to create some attention, get some fans in the seats. I'm totally cool with it. Do what you got to do to fill the seats in the minors, but He's not a prospect. I think the Mets will call him up at some point, probably later this year, but he's not a prospect. I don't expect him to have much MLB success.
Mike, I really appreciate you hearing your final appearance ever on the John Kincaid Show. You really knocked it out of the park for us. Thank you, buddy. I hope you have a great week.
Sure, thanks.
There you go. Mike Exisa joins us from CBS Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.